A U.S. military convoy has been hit by a roadside bomb in northern Iraq. One American soldier was killed and another wounded. The death brought to 58 the number of U.S. troops killed in action since May 1st, when President Bush declared major combat over. For more than a decade, an illegal fuel trade flourished in Iraq during U.N.-imposed sanctions against Saddam Hussein. But officials from the U.S.-led administration in Iraq say the smuggling is contributing to gasoline and diesel shortage. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Basra, where fuel shortages triggered 2 days of rioting over the weekend.
Over the past month, it's become a common sight across Iraq. Lines of frustrated motorists waiting for hours under the hot sun at gas stations where the fuel supply has run dry. The irony is that these fuel shortages are occurring in a country that sits on top of some of the largest oil deposits in the world. Steve Bird, a spokesman for the British-led administration that rules Iraq's southern city of Basra, says the shortages have been caused by a combination of aging infrastructure and sabotage, and exacerbated by the boom in fuel smuggling.
Possibly 2,500 tons of fuel a day is lost through smuggling, and of course this has a major impact on the amount of fuel that's available to people who actually want to buy it at the petrol stations in the proper way.
Jamal Sulman, the chief of engineering at Basra's main oil refinery, has been battling power outages that have cut his gasoline and diesel production by 50%. He says much of the fuel that does get produced then disappears somewhere along the way between the refinery and the gas stations. Sulman blames the drivers of fueled tanker trucks.
Most of the drivers are smugglers. Okay, most of them, yes. And this is the major problem in the distribution.
British officials here say truck drivers can raise their salaries from $2 a day to $200 if they sell their cargo to smugglers instead of delivering fuel to state-owned gas stations. Some of the diverted diesel and crude oil goes across the border to neighboring countries, but a lot of it ends up on the Shatt al-Arab, a long river that runs past Basra on the way to the Persian Gulf. Before the war, Basra's riverfront on the Shatt al-Arab was a boardwalk decorated with dozens of statues of heroes from the Iran-Iraq War. This waterfront is now clogged by scores of ships, all moored to the foundations of the statues, which were torn down by angry locals after the collapse of the government. Several miles down the Shatt al-Arab, at a port called Sangar, a dock worker leads visitors over several rusty oil barges. The sand on the beach here is stained with oil, and greasy rainbows of gasoline float on the water. The dock worker, who preferred not to give his name, says up until a recent crackdown by British troops, tanker trucks delivered fuel to the barges here daily. The riverboats then shipped the smuggled cargo down the river to waiting tanker vessels out in the Persian Gulf. Back on land, the fuel shortages have created a thriving black market trade in gasoline and diesel, previously unseen in Iraq. Men with jerry cans now line the roadsides outside closed gas stations, all happy to fill up your gas tank for 4 to 10 times the normal price. In Basra, British troops are now escorting tanker trucks to make sure they deliver their goods to the gas stations. They've also impounded more than 70 tankers and arrested dozens of drivers suspected of fuel smuggling. But British military spokesmen admit they're up against a sophisticated smuggling network. They say it was established by the previous government to bust United Nations sanctions that restricted the export of Iraqi oil and fuel. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Basra, Iraq.